So here's what I don't understand. I don't understand how people even keep up with the web without a few key tools. And maybe it's me. I kind of feel like I have to drink from the fire hose, as it were, for my readers, because then I can kind of take the things out that I think are germane to the website, to Minimal Mac, and you know, create content there. So I actually have to suck in a lot to see what you see there, you know, act as a filter. But I couldn't do that without Instapaper. Like, do you use Instapaper?
I do. I wouldn't say that I'm maybe as religious as some, but I do. If I see anything that's long form, I would prefer to put it into Instapaper than read it anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, I've got kind of a criteria. It's almost like, you know, if I see something that's like more than three paragraphs, I automatically throw it in an Instapaper.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, I would.
I mean, it may sound crazy.
Just because I prefer the reading environment.
Yeah. I prefer the experience. You know, I now then know that I can read it on my iPhone or my iPad or wherever I happen to be. But, you know, I think the other thing, too, is, and it took me a while to do this, but I relieved myself of Instapaper guilt. Like, oh, my gosh, I have all this stuff in Instapaper, and I'm never going to be able to read it all, because something switched in my mind, and I realized that it's not about catching up, that there's always information coming into it, and therefore I likely will never catch up. But I'll tell you what, when I have a few moments of time, you know, at night before bed or what have you, I actually love the fact that I have maybe a couple hundred items in Instapaper, because I really can just kind of flick through it and stop it at random and hit something and know that it's almost like a magazine where every single story I know is something I'm interested in, because I wouldn't have put it in the magazine if I wasn't interested in it.
You're the editor, aren't you?
Yeah. And it's great. It's really great. And so sometimes if you follow me on Twitter, I'm Patrick Rohn on Twitter, by the way, PatrickRhone. And you start seeing, like, you know, I'll do like several like posts in a row, like, oh, here's this interesting thing, or oh, you'll see this posted to one of my websites, you know, Minimal Mac, and then to something else, or to you'll know that, well, I probably sat down with Instapaper for a couple of hours, and now I'm kind of spitting out all of the great stuff I read. So yeah, I you know, seriously, don't even try to keep up with this internet thing. There's no way you can do it.
There's too many of them web pages.
There really are. And there's more every day. I don't know how they're doing it. They keep making them.
These people just need to come.
They really do. They need.
Who are these people?
Where do they get up filling our heads with interesting stuff? Don't they know we have work to do? Why can't they just stop?
We need to create services so we can try and keep up with the interwebs.
I know. It's crazy. If they would just stop for just a little while, maybe we could actually get real work done.
Take the weekend off.
Well, but I think so many people are overwhelmed with information because they're not using tools that are out there that allow them to access this information on their time and on their terms. And that's exactly what Instapaper is built around, the idea of. It's built around the idea of taking this stuff that you see on the web that you think is interesting, but you don't have the time for now, parking it somewhere, and being able to read it on whatever device that you may have at hand, and in a way that's comfortable, stripping out a lot of the graphics and the ads and the blinking things, and just giving you what it is that you wanted to read and what you wanted to take away from that. and also giving you a way to further organize that. A lot of people are not aware that you can, like, then organize that stuff into folders and manipulate it and get that stuff parked out somewhere else where you might have some hope of finding it again in the future should you ever need to reference it. Instapaper is just a brilliant tool, and really it's one of the few things that I absolutely rely on. Like, I couldn't do minimal Mac without Instapaper, I don't think. Or it would take a significant amount more effort to do. So, just my thought. It's just one of the tools I use.
So, as others have said, if you don't have Instapaper, then shame on you.
Yeah. Agree. So, oh well. Well, we'll put a link to Instapaper in the show notes, I think. We don't do a lot of show notes, I don't think, but here's one that we definitely need to link to. So,
cheers, mate.
Thanks, Mike. All right.